Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. Today, we're going to be talking about how money reflects how we see ourselves. And before we get into that, big shout out to new listeners in Oakland, California. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for this connection. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, let me know. Head on over to the website, text me, email me, let me know what you're thinking and how I can help. So we've talked before about how money is an extension of ourselves. Ultimately, money reflects how we see ourselves. If you don't respect yourself, you will not respect your money. Lack of self-respect and self-love is often reflected in how you sabotage yourself and others with your money. Shopping too much, buying the wrong foods, going further into debt, gambling, and the like, these are all forms of self-sabotage rooted in specific feelings like unworthiness and powerlessness. Show me where you put your money and I will tell you everything about your current stage and self-image. Our spending patterns evolve with us. It begins with our first concepts of money. As children, we're watching our parents buy things. And we first realize that we can exchange money for things we want. As children, we want a lot of things, and we tend to spend on things that bring us instant gratification, like candy and snacks and toys. We don't think about the future. But eventually, we find larger, more expensive things that we want, and the idea of saving up becomes formed in our minds. But keep in mind here that we are all this time watching our parents spend like so-called adults. You didn't realize it at the time, but they were showing you how they felt about themselves. You may have witnessed shopping addiction, gambling, debt, or any number of detrimental behaviors and thought they were normal. As we grow up, we each assume that what we are witnessing at home is what normal people do. It's what everyone does, we think. We subconsciously model our own behavior and life choices around that. So some questions for you. Did your parents believe that debt is a tool or otherwise a good thing or just a normal thing? Did you witness gambling addiction or spending addiction in your family? How did your parents spend their money or save their money? Do you see yourself repeating any of these patterns? What would you like to change? You see, the way that we use our money directly reflects the emotions driving that use. Debt reflects lacking or unworthiness. We go into debt via loans, credit cards, or even borrowing from friends because we want something, but we don't have enough money to buy it. We lack. We are not enough. Taking on the debt becomes a subconscious admission of our own personal lacking. It breeds the same unworthiness that caused you to take it on. Gambling reflects powerlessness. Now, you might gamble on rare occasion, on a vacation near some casino. You might try your hand just for a bit of fun, expecting to lose and thinking of it as paying for entertainment. This is a perfectly healthy approach. Even in this carefully guarded approach, you are experiencing powerlessness. Now, for some, it is an exercise in feeling powerless so that you can experience it and therefore process it. It can be fun to let go of control. It can even be good for you to see that you do not have control. The problem comes when other factors in your reality have you feeling powerless, something else that's going on in your life. When the baseline of your reality feels powerless, you run the risk of gambling to the point of addiction. You feel powerless already. You gamble for the distraction of it. But gambling makes you feel even more powerless, especially as you lose to the house, which is inevitable. So you gamble even more. And the same style of vicious cycle that we saw in the shopping addiction shows up here again. Except now that spiral of addiction is based on powerlessness. The powerlessness drives you to seek distraction, but the distraction makes you feel even more powerless. Extreme debt becomes a combination of unworthiness and powerlessness. In the beginning, we're spending to assuage the unworthiness we feel, but the debt mounts up. As the debt gets higher, it reaches a point where you could never imagine paying it off. This adds powerlessness to the mix. So now we feel incredibly unworthy and powerless to change it. Wow. This leads to completely spiraling out of control or a deep resolve to change. So getting out of debt becomes part of the self-improvement journey. In a moment of desperation, wanting something better for ourselves, we resolve to make it happen. We resolve to find a way out of debt because something in us is tired of feeling unworthy and tired of feeling powerless. We decide we are worth the journey of self-improvement. And we are. You'll find that getting out of debt is an integral part of self-improvement. The two happen often at the same time. Now, why is that? Because as you improve yourself, you improve how you see yourself and how you think about yourself. In short, you come to love yourself. Then you cannot possibly continue to sabotage yourself in this way or any other. The journey out of debt is not nearly as easy as the journey in. Like all experiences, however, it changes us. The climb out makes us feel even more worthy and capable. We say our own power to change the situation. We develop stronger will and self-respect. And in that time period, we develop the other parts of ourselves too. This time the spiral is heading up, reinforcing self-respect, reinforcing self-love, and better money choices over and over and over. And that's why you see paying off debt at the same time, getting out of debt, improving finances as a overall part of self-improvement. Now, sometimes people will focus only on the money bit. And in the beginning, when you're just starting your journey, and you don't quite know where to begin in your journey of personal development, of self-improvement. You know, finance is a great place to start. But it's so interconnected to how you feel about yourself as an extension of yourself. And it reflects how you're doing, how you're treating yourself. That you'll find that it's a perfect time to also be handling all sorts of other self-improvement, to be asking the big questions, to be seeking your purpose, to be evolving through the stages. And so the two go hand in hand. The money here is just reflecting your view of yourself. And so after you've processed the baggage that you picked up from your parents, the habits, good and bad, and everything in between, and you decide for yourself what you want to keep doing and what you don't want to keep doing, ask yourself then how you're using your money, where it's going, for what purpose, why you sent it there, how you feel about yourself, and how your money is reflecting how you feel about yourself. And that is the hard question to ask. So if you're hiding how you feel about yourself, if you're in denial about how you truly feel about yourself, you can look at how you're spending your money for a clue as to the truth. And that can be some heavy stuff. So you may say, oh no, I really like myself. I really, now I have a lot of self-love and self-compassion. Follow the money. Are you spending your money in a way that says self-love and self-compassion? So your money becomes a really great way to check yourself, to say, because the way you spend your money does not lie. It's a very cool metric to be able to assess how you're actually feeling about yourself right now. And because it is, money is not a separate entity, it's just this extension of ourselves. Take a look at how you feel about the money and how you're spending it. How you're saving it, what you're doing with it. And let that inform you, give you a little extra insight, another metric to use to see how you're feeling about yourself and how you might prefer to feel about yourself and how you might see that come out in how you use your money. All right, that's enough for this time. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for this connection. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.